What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, the topic of wives' infidelity. We here in America live in a society that is so twisted that a wife will openly cheat on her husband, and not only will she not be punished for it, she will be rewarded for it. Gentlemen, all you have to do is look up the documentary Divorce Court. No fault divorce is what holds a lot of men hostage in terrible marriages. How many men out here know that their wife is actively stepping out on them? And they can't leave. Why? Because, once again, the archaic system in place. She cheats, she gets rewarded. Yeah, ironic, isn't it? They still want to ask the stupid-ass rhetorical question, why don't men want to get married? Yeah, men know why. They know. No matter what they do, if they actually do everything right, their wife still can cheat on them and win. However, in other societies, the mere suspicion of infidelity can get a woman offline. Like the woman in this article that was published on the 12th of September. Suspecting infidelity. Man offlines his wife in front of their kids in Delhi's Maujpur. That's right, gentlemen. We've returned to good old Maskistan. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A 36-year-old man was arrested Monday for allegedly stabbing his wife to deletion over suspicions of infidelity in Maujpur, police said. You see, American women, men in other countries, if they suspect their wife of being unfaithful, they will take action. This man put his wife to the sword. Other groups of men will stone you to deletion. The incident took place in front of the couple's two daughters, during which one of them sustained a sharp injury while attempting to intervene and rescue her mother, an official said. It's unfortunate that the child had to witness what happened and got injured, but we all know this could have went way worse. He could have offlined the kids as well. Thank goodness he didn't do that. The accused has been identified as Sajid. The police received a PCR call at around 1 a.m. on Monday, reporting a stabbing incident in Vijay Mohalla. A response team was rushed to the spot where the victim, identified as Nisha, was found with multiple stab wounds inflicted by the accused at their home. Joy Turkey, Deputy Commissioner of Police, said. Hearing the screams of the woman, a crowd gathered near the area. By then, the accused had fled from the spot. Stab wounds were seen on the victim's neck, chest, and left hand. She was rushed to a hospital, but succumbed to the injuries, police said. During the scuffle, the couple's 11-year-old elder daughter tried to intervene, but was stabbed on her hand by her father. The couple's two daughters, aged 11 and 7, were both present at the home during the incident. A case has been registered under sections 302, termination, and 307, attempt to terminate, of the Indian Penal Code, and Sajid has been apprehended, said the police. Initial probing indicated that Sajid was suspicious that the woman was not faithful to him and was having an affair. An argument had broken out between the two over financial difficulties. As the altercation escalated, the suspicion on his part resulted in a fatal confrontation. The weapon used in the crime has been seized, and we are probing all other angles, the DCP said. Well. I'm going to reiterate. Men in other societies who have not been forcefully pussified by their governments will take care of business. Oh yeah, I'm going to talk about this quote unquote patriarchy that Western women love to say that they need to smash. However, we all know that has been one massive psyop. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? Four location went down in the home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution. The hot butter knife of doom, aka stab, 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 stab. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this a 25 because unfortunately the kids had to see it go down and one kid was actually injured. And for the brutality factor, I'm going to give this a 20. So just to recap the scores, location 10, method of execution 20, psychological impact 25, brutality factor 20. So Sajid the stabber gets a score of 75. Now, let's talk about the quote unquote patriarchy that feminists love to say that they need to smash. You guys know I did a video, the black woman, white feminist parallel, where I talked about how feminists really don't want to smash the patriarchy. Why? Because the same patriarchy that they say they want to smash is the exact same thing that allows them to be who and what they are. Now, I'm pretty sure you guys have seen the, I think it was an Arabic guy who was talking about the bodyguard scenario, how women love to say that they don't need a man, but they will actually manifest an imaginary man to keep another man off of them. Good men keep bad men in check. Gentlemen, here's a question that you should ask the feminists. Why have you not built your own society? And we all know why. Because if women actually did attempt to build their own society, first and foremost, they don't have the skills to do so. As was shown, by Survivor, you know, Bear Grylls, the island, the women could not build their own society. Now, let's just say if men actually did build them a little society, a little plot, if men actually gave them a city, what do you think would happen? That's right. The barbarians, the bad men, would storm that city and take over. Yeah. So, all of the gaslighting, the manipulation, the psychological warfare that feminists and women in general engage with men is to create the simp. Mm-hmm. If there were no simps around, a lot of women would have been offline a long time ago. Yeah. When men finally decide enough is enough, which TFM has always said this, men could end this whenever we want it, but a lot of us, our ego and our thirst for sex refuse to let us do so. But I'm going to go back. The archaic divorce laws that men in the West are subject to. Yeah, women over here know without those laws and rules in place, they wouldn't be allowed to do what they do. If they were not the net consumers, they would not be allowed to do what they do. However, men in other countries, those systems that Western women use are not present there. So yes, ladies, you see so many quote-unquote passport sisters taking huge L's when they try to attempt the shit that they do over here in America outside the country. Yeah. I think it was either Ghana or Gambia where, unfortunately, a lot of American black women, they get their wake-up call. Some of them, unfortunately, have gotten offline. But that just goes to show you the parallels between the pussified Western society and true patriarchies outside of America. Yeah, infidelity is definitely not tolerated. Now, let's be clear. Infidelity does happen in other countries, but those men are more prepared to deal with it how they see fit. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you think. And women around the world who think that you're going to continue to get away with your infidelity because you see what's happening over here in America and think that you can apply that to your situation in your country, you better understand this and you better get this through your thick ass skulls. The power you thought you had is going out. Feminism and the idea that a man who's been betrayed by his wife will not take action, that's going out right along with it. Oh, and another thing, you American women, a lot of you, you think you're going to get away with being unfaithful. However, more and more American men are taking matters into their own hands as well. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.